Dear listeners, we have been cut so many times today due to network glitches, but I think we are equal to the task, for we will not let the devil win over any situation. Amen. We are looking at a subject titled, I Am My Own Pilot, anchored on scripture from 2 Kings chapter 2. Let us quickly pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Jehovah God, that yet again you've given us another opportunity to just come before you and present our carnal bodies unto you, present our carnality before you, so that you can speak to us the wisdom, the kindness, the love, the mercy, and you can push us into the right direction in accordance with our divine purpose. So, Father, as you speak to us with your word today, may it impart in us, may it speak change in us, may it speak different levels in us. Most importantly, may it give us understanding so that we can be able to articulate it to the rest of the world accordingly, in the name of Jesus. Your wisdom is sufficient. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And an amen. This is Alexander MCK Chileshe, looking at a teaching titled, I Am My Own Pilot. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 25. We are looking at the life of a man who was committed to being a great prophet of God. And his name was Elisha. Scripture tells us that about 3 years before, God had selected this particular man by the name of Elisha to be the great Elijah's replacement. I'm going to quickly read through scripture. And 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 3 says, and it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Verse 3, and the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. I'm going to ask our pastor to read it in a different version. Pastor Gina, I believe you're online as well. You're welcome and good morning. Would you like to say hello to the world?
Good morning, good morning. Let us be blessed by the undiluted word of God this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I'm reading from the NIV. I'll continue from verse 4. Then Elisha said to him, stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he replied, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went to Jericho. The company of prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Yes, I know, he replied. So be quiet. Verse 6. Then Elisha said to him, stay here. The Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he replied, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So the two of them walked on. Verse 7. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elijah had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. Verse 9. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elijah, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I'm taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elijah replied. Verse 10. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." Amen.
Amen. We praise God. According to the text, according to the verse, as the Bible has declared, Elijah began his journey in Gilgal and went to Bethel, then to Jericho, and finally to the Jordan River to be caught up to be with God. As the story unfolds and as Elijah is leaving Gilgal, the Bible declares that he turned to his mentee, Elisha, and said to him, "Please stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." And the Bible tells us that, but Elisha, knowing what his purpose and destiny was, he spoke in his words and he says, "No, master, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will go with you wherever you go." The Bible tells us that, Bible history rather tells us that Gilgal and Bethel has got a distance of 100 kilometers, which is approximately about 20 hours straight walk that they walked. Meaning they were covering about 5 kilometers an hour to cover that 100K. And the Bible tells us that when they got there, seemingly every young prophet knew about the senior prophet Elijah being taken up by God. For they said to Elisha, "Do you know that your master will be taken away from you today?" Strange enough, Bible tells us that Elisha knew about it already. For he had perceived it in spirit. We see this through his answer. He answered the prophets, "Yes, I know. Kindly keep it quiet. I am my own pilot. How far are you willing to go for your divine blessing?" Let's continue. For the second time, as we heard the woman of God read scripture, for the second time around, the prophet Elijah said to Elisha and said, "The Lord has sent me to Jericho. Please stay here." But Elisha, spiritually alert, responded in wisdom and said, "No, master, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will go with you wherever you go." My God, follow me. The distance between Bethel and Jericho is 5,664 km, meaning they walked almost 94 hours. That is 3 days, 23 hours, 4 days almost. They walked. Follow me. When they got to Jericho, the Bible tells us that there too, the young prophets came to Elisha and said to him, "Do you not know that your master will be taken away from you by God?" And the Bible goes on to declare, as we heard scripture being read, that he responded and said, "Yes, I know." but kindly keep it quiet. It is important for us to note that there was no need for Elisha to go on this journey with Elijah. But he was willing to go that extra mile. He was willing to walk 5-6 days straight for the sake of fulfilling his destiny and purpose. There were no cars then. There were no flights, planes then. There were no choppers. There were no trains, no subs, no tubes. There were no motorbikes, nor were there bicycles. People used simple mode of transport. The 1-2, 1-2. Again, I pose my question. How far are you willing to go for your divine blessing? Bible tells us that for the third time around, Prophet Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here in Jericho, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan River." But Elisha answered his master again, "No, master, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself liveth, I will go with you wherever you go." Here again we see that there's some good walking distance in between Jericho and the Jordan, approximately 180 km. But Elisha was willing to walk another day just for him to go and find his blessing intact. You see, Bethel, the place that the man of God, the prophet Elijah, was sent to go first from Gilgal, means the house of God in the Hebrew dialect. Bethel or Beth El, house of El, house of God. Elisha, in spirit, understood that I first have to go to the house of God for me to begin to attain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Once that happens, I am absolutely retired in my spirit with certain things. He understood that his master Elijah needed to go before God for him to begin to walk into his retirement. He understood that the assignment of his master, Prophet Elijah, was coming to an end. He understood that certain type of anointing only comes by impartation and persistence. He understood by spirit that he needed at that moment in time to have what we call stubborn faith for him to get his blessing, for him to move from one level to the next. He had to be stubborn about it. His master Elijah was going into a moment of retirement. Hence why from Bethel he was sent to Jericho. And Jericho means a place of retirement, both in the Greek and Hebrew dialect. How far are you willing to go for your divine blessing? Elisha was moving as his own pilot. He was driving his own destiny towards the greater cause, the greater calling. He was propelling his purpose by following guidance of the Holy spirit. He knew that if I let go, I might as well let go of the blessing of God over my life. I might as well let go of the calling of God over my life. I might as well let go of the fact that I am chosen by God. And finally, we are told that Elijah is told to go to the Jordan River. And there, Bible tells us that it is there when he was asked after. They had met another group of prophets, 50 in number, the Bible tells us, who followed to Jordan, to the Jordan, and stood at a far place. We are told that at that moment that the prophet Elijah took hold of his cloak and smote the waters of the Jordan, and they parted on both sides, the left and the right, until there was a path for them to walk over on dry ground. When they got to the other side, at this moment in time, Elijah could see the faith in the young man Elisha. He asked him a question. What do you want me to do for you before I am taken by the Lord? At this moment in time, when we go back to scripture, 2 Kings 2, verse 9, Bible says, and it came to pass that when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And at this moment in time, the Bible tells us that Elijah said, you have asked but a hard thing. But I tell you this, if you see me as I am being taken by the Lord, my God, then this thing that you have asked shall come over you. But if not, it will not come upon you. This seeing me that Elijah was telling Elisha was simply the spiritual faculty. He was telling him, open your spiritual eyes and see me being taken by the Lord. For nobody can set his eyes on the Lord and remain the same. There's nowhere the presence of God can come by past you and you remain the same. Not the physicality, but the spirituality. So again I ask, how far are you willing to go for your divine blessing? Elisha was his own pilot. Are you your own pilot, or is somebody piloting your life? In the Hebrew, the name Jordan means to flow down or to descend. For you to lift, you first have to descend. Just like Jesus, upon his death on the cross, Scripture tells us that he had to descend to the lower parts of the earth first, before his ascension. So Elijah goes through Bethel, goes through Jericho, goes through Jordan. And in all this, Elisha was understanding from the maturity of the spiritual eye. First, the house of God. Then, the place of retirement. Then, the place of descent before you rise like the phoenix. We are given this same example in the time of the Mosaic era, where the children of Israel, together with Moses, Joshua, had to descend from normal houses, normal lifestyles, and began to live in the wilderness for 40 years. Are you going through challenges right now and you feel like you have become a nobody? You have become a riffraff. You have become the laughingstock of your neighborhood. You have become the laughingstock of your work arena. You have become the laughingstock of your family. You have become the laughingstock of the circles of your friends. You have become the laughingstock of your fellow church congregants. Well, I'm here to tell you that one has to descend before they ascend. Because we are seeing here that because Elisha descends with his peer, the prophet Elijah, his spiritual eyes opened at that moment. After toying for 6 long days, walking from one town to another, he was given a double portion of this anointing that Elijah carried. And we are told that as they were walking, still talking about, this is such a difficult thing that you have asked for, a chariot of fire came and separated the two of them. There shall be no communion between the living and the dead. It's a bit prophetic. We'll get into that in another sermon. And as they were separated, the Bible tells us that Elijah was taken up by this chariot. And the Bible says that Elisha cried out, a loud cry. My father, he cried. But immediately after, we are told that he got up after toying his clothes and he saw that Elijah's mantle was lying on the floor. He picked it, walked back to the waters of the Jordan, and he spoke to God. And the Bible tells us that when he took the mantle that fell from Elijah, he smote the waters with. He said, "Where is the Lord of my master Elijah?" And after this, he also smote the water, and the waters parted. And the Bible tells us what when the 50 prophets who were standing on the other side saw this, they said, "Surely the anointing, the spirit of Elijah rests upon Elisha." I want you to know today, dear brethren, that your journey from Gilgal to Bethel is not a mistake. And I want you to know that your journey from Bethel to Jericho is neither a mistake. I want you to know that the journey from Jericho to Jordan is not a mistake. I'm here to tell you that if you do not go through this journey with who your divine destiny connector is, you will be lost. You will never be an Elisha. You need to carry stubborn faith with you. You need to be spiritually alert at all times. Even when you are presented with gold. He was presented with rest. My son, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. He declared through God the Father, number one, as surely as the Lord liveth and you live, I will not leave your side. The second time, he declared by God the Son, when he was told again, stay here, as surely as the Lord liveth and you live, I will not leave your side. For the third time around, he declared again by God the Holy Spirit, my God, as surely as the Lord liveth. It was complete at this time, and Elijah understood that his mentee, Elisha, was ready to receive the mantle. How far are you willing to go for your divine blessing? Recently, I traveled to a town on the coastline, a town in Swakopmund, and I'd carried two pairs of shoes with me. One of the days after doing some errands, I went into a shop and there was this young man, a guard, who looked at me from the moment I walked in and says, "Oh, sir, you look so smart. And by the way, sir, I love your shoes. You know, I've been seeing these shoes online and I know the Lord will bless me with such a pair someday." We laughed about it. I went through the shop and I went back to the guest house I was staying. That evening, the Lord came and spoke to me and says, "Take this shoe and go give it to that young man." And I said, "But what even makes you think, Lord, that we are the same size?" He says, "Take the shoe." So the following day, I got up, I put it in, cleaned it nicely, put it in a plastic, took it and gave it to the young man. I know the young man was bewildered, but I told him, I said, "It is by your faith that the Lord has answered. The Lord has instructed me to give you these shoes. What size do you put on?" And he gave me the exact size of the shoe. And I said, "Well, we praise God. Yesterday you said the Lord will bless you, and he had already blessed you, but by faith you spoke, and now he has delivered manifestation." How far are you willing to go for your divine blessing? Sacrifice is key in everything that we do. Sacrifice is the ultimate. That is why God did not come down himself to come and save humanity. But he sacrificed, he sent his son and sacrificed him on the cross. Elisha sacrificed his physicality, he sacrificed his time, he sacrificed his stupidity. And took a 6-day walk, 7 days straight walk, from one town to another, just for him to see the hand of God, the word of God come to pass over his life. Make no mistake, Elisha was already anointed, for he had been ordained 3 years prior to this happening. But even just being anointed is not enough. There has to be purpose on the right destiny track. How far are you willing to go for your divine blessing? Like Elisha, be your own pilot. Decree and declare today and say, "I am my own pilot in the name of Jesus." You are blessed beyond measure. And remember that this is the season of your miracle. Shalom, shalom, shalom.